Okay, welcome back to MythBusters Learning Today. There's actually an update to the sponsorship of learning. So yesterday's learning was sponsored by Michelle and Michael Schwartz in memory of Michelle's father, Yisrael Yaakov Ben Kofel Halevi. And today's learning, I think I mentioned yesterday, is sponsored by Abe Steinberger in memory of his mother, Miriam Basara Moshe Yaakov, and by Florence Alevsky in memory of her father, Aaron Shraga Ben Harav Ruvain, and by Ronnie Stern, a member of his parents, Miriam Gittel Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chaim Yimyo Ben Yispayol. Shetehi Nishmasam Tzuros B'Tzura Chaim. All right, the question is, probably would have been better yesterday, but it's all right. When did the 3 weeks start? Did they start last night? Did they start this morning with the fast? So it seems to be Machlokas in the Rishonim. This might be a misconception too. I think most people would say this morning with the fast. I hope. That's why I'm teaching you something. Okay, so it seems to be Machlokas in the Rishonim. Over the question, when do we say Anenu in our tefillah, which is the insert for a fast day. So Rashi says we're actually supposed to start saying Anenu last night, the night before a fast. Even though the fast begins in the morning, the day, the fast day, is already at night. You know, as soon as it says Sechel Chavim. So we say Anenu at Marib going into the fast, even though the fast only begins the next morning. The Baal HaMaor, though, argues on Rashi and says, nope, we only say Anenu once a fast is in effect, which is only the day, not the night before. What are they arguing over? So the Lumdis, the explanation of their argument of this machlokus is that Rashi thinks, as I said before, that the essence of the fast day is the whole day, as a technicality for some fast that might only begin in the morning. But the essence of the day, the minhagim of the day, already exists, take place at night. As in, you know, to think of another example, Purim. So the mitzvos hayom of Purim, mishloach manos, matanos avyonim, the seuda, even the ikar kriyas megillah, that can all only take place during the day, but Purim is still existent, you know, the night before. We still say Al Anisim the night before, so Purim, just that the mitzvahs only take place during the day. So too, the fast, the essence of the day already exists at night, it's just that the fast, in some cases, only picks up in the morning. That's Rashi. The Baal Mor says, no, the essence of the day, the Minhagim, are tied to the fast. So if the fast starts in the morning, that's when, you know, Shavasa V'Tamas really starts, in the morning. Okay, huge nafkamina. Do the Minhagim and Shavasa V'Tamas start the night before or only this morning? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says that one is allowed to get married the night before, like last night, if necessary. He says if it's a Shas Atchak, if they put the money down already. So then, you know, if it's a real Tzorech, so okay, we can rely on the more lenient opinion and assume that the Minhagim only pick up in the morning along with the fast. There are those who argue with him, Rav Azna, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they all say, no, we shouldn't be lenient even for a wedding. And even Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know, cannot really be extrapolated for other needs. Like he's saying it's for a wedding and there's a Shas Atchak, you know, there's a real need for that. For a haircut, for somebody to get a haircut last night or to shave last night, you know, unless it's like the equivalent Makom Tzorech, which I can't even imagine what that would be for a haircut, you know, compared to the wedding, which is what Rav Moshe Feinstein was talking about. It would seem that it would be inappropriate to do so, and that really many of the poskim, Rav Moshe himself, would side with the fact that the minhagim and the onset of the 3 weeks begins last night. In one scenario, Rav Moshe was makel and a shas atchak to allow a wedding to take place because there is an opinion that we've shown that it should only start this morning, but more or less we would treat it that it starts last night. So like I said, it's kind of a moot point at this point. Maybe they'll never have another 3 weeks again. And then it'll just be some good Torah Lashma. And if there is another one, so that we could remember that and know for next year.